And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO allies said on Tuesday they would help Ukraine repair energy infrastructure, which has been heavily damaged by Russian bombardments.
Russia is using brutal missile and drone attacks to leave Ukraine cold and dark this winter. President Putin is trying to weaponize winter to force Ukrainians to freeze or flee.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, after the first day of a meeting of the alliance's foreign ministers, as they pledged to step up political and practical support to Ukraine and maintain it for as long as necessary. Russia has been carrying out heavy missile attacks on Ukraine's power grid and heating infrastructure roughly every week since October, in what Kyiv and its allies say is a deliberate campaign to harm civilians, a war crime. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday said the situation at the front line remains difficult, with Russian forces attempting to advance in the Donbas region and Kharkiv.
Ситуація на фронті складна. Попри надзвичайно великі російські втрати, окупанти.
He said, quote, the situation at the front is difficult. Despite extremely large losses, the occupiers are still trying to advance on the Donetsk region, gain a foothold in the Luhansk region, move into Kharkiv region. They are planning something in the south. U.S. militia leader Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been convicted of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn Democratic Joe Biden's presidential win, handing the U.S. Justice Department a major victory in its massive prosecution of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. This is VOA News. The United States advanced to the knockout rounds of the World Cup with a 1-0 win over Iran. The Americans play the Netherlands on Saturday with a chance to reach the quarterfinals for the first time since 2002. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has approved a $1 billion arms sales to Qatar in a transaction unveiled during halftime of the key World 2022 match in Doha between Iran and the United States. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it had signed off on Qatar's purchase of 10 defensive drone systems, 200 interceptors, and related equipment just as the second half of the U.S.-Iran game began. A landmark same-sex marriage bill wins U.S. Senate passage, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Senate has passed bipartisan legislation to protect same-sex marriages. It's an extraordinary sign of shifting national politics on the issue and a measure of relief for hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples who have married since the Supreme Court's 2015 decision that legalized gay marriage nationwide. The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law. The Senate vote was 61 to 36. That includes support from 12 Republicans. The bill next goes to the House for a final vote and then to President Joe Biden's desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Australia's environment minister has said she'll fight a UNESCO decision to add the Great Barrier Reef to a list of endangered World Heritage Sites. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Australian Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek insisted the Australian government were doing all they could to save the reef.
There is no need to single out the Great Barrier Reef in Australia because there is no government taking the risks to coral reefs more seriously than the Australian government.
Scientist Jodie Rummer disagreed.
We cannot claim to be doing all we can for the reef at this point. We aren't. We need to be setting that message to the rest of the world that we are doing everything that we possibly can for the reef, and that means we need to take urgent action on emissions.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Mexico's Supreme Court has upheld a constitutional change that allows the military to continue in law enforcement duties until 2028. Tuesday's ruling rejected appeals that argued law enforcement should be left to civilian police forces. Critics warn that President Andres Manuel López Obrador is militarizing the country. Putting soldiers and Marines on the street to fight crime was long viewed as a stopgap measure to fight drug, gang, and violence. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.